Hello, I'm Sharon Larkin. There's a Welsh flavour to the four poems I'm reading today. The first one has a Welsh phrase for the title. It is Igam Ogam, meaning zigzag, literally from step to step. It also has the words for right and left in it, Hwith and Day. Igam Ogam. Take a step here, take a step there, zigzag a drunk line each side of a white line, cross the thin blue line, then double cross it, hopscotch the pavement, avoiding the cracks, dance to an unseen Cayley caller, weave your warp and weave your weft, make a stitch to the right, back stitch to the left, repeat all round your cross-stitch sampler for a neat and purposeful Celtic border that harks right back to Ogham script. Runes, cuneiform, flint cuts in hard rock, scratches in the dirt with a crooked thorn stick, hither, thither, forth and back. Not higgledy-piggledy, not round and round, but one stroke there, another stroke here, one step to the Hwith, one step to the Day, a pace at a time. Beeline to the tavern, waggle dance home, all ziggy-zaggy, Igam Ogam. This next poem is set in the Cambrian Mountains and tells of the limited colour palette of the moorland, where the word for green of the natural world is also the word for blue, and where the grey of rock and stone is indistinguishable from that of felled tree trunks, where red, seldom seen, is always startling or dangerous, and where the play of light and shade ensures that things are often speckled, brith in Welsh. The poem is called Colours. Here on the moorland, drizzle on your lashes, you only see the natural. Sprung turf at your feet, hills nearby, mountains far off. A snatch of sea in the distance when clouds roll back. Sky and sky reflected in lake and stream. This is all glass. Bare earth, the path, the stones you scuffle, the crag that looms, rain clouds glowering. Trunk bark, branch bark of rowan or oak, badger's back, roof slate, greystone of the hall, these are all fluid. The flare over the sea at sunset, tail of the squirrel native to this land, wings of the kite swooping on a carcass, blood-soiled fields along the border, the colour in your cheeks as we stoop to kiss, these are always changing, coch to goch. Feathers of the buzzard as it glides from the wood, stipple of the trout down in the tivy, barra full of currants expecting us for tea, the flicker of dawn light dancing on the crib, dapple at dusk on the coffin lid. These are all brith. The next poem, again set in mid-Wales in winter, is on the 25th of January, to be exact, which is St. Doinwin's Day, she being the patron saint of love and friendship in Wales. Walk on St. Doinwin's Day. Winter shivers into new year and shuffles on, brimming ditches on brink of bog, flood fields long sodden by weeks of sleet. Mud diluted to sludge oozes over boots, sucks on soles as we trudge, leaves us hopping as we tug reluctant rubber, squelching from the muck. A thin slurry seeps into imprints left by our feet. We slip and skid, try to make it back before nightfall, but we're the likelier ones to fall, though the climbing moon illumines ruts and puddle for us. In eroding damp we choose to loiter at a lichen-shrouded gate where black cattle trample and churn. Here our separate breath wreaths mingle, halo into a single ring. And when we feel we should make a move, we find it is too late. We are trapped, stuck fast. And finally, this poem draws on the ancient practice of transhumance, where farm animals, free to roam the high pastures of the Havod in summer, are brought down to the home farm, Hendre, in the valley for winter. Transhumance. All summer I camp out at the Havod, drink water from spring and stream, gather wimbris from the moor, unripe berries from scrubby hedges. For company, the curlews warble, kites glide, buzzards swoop. For entertainment, lambs in gangs, slowing into staid ramhood, eudem. Instead of television, I rehearse names of constellations as they rise and fall, plot the wandering of Venus and Mars, track a comet's transit, catch each meteor flash. I wake as dawn crawls over the land, doze as sunfires die on the sea, sense the intensifying dewfall, the damp chill before dawn, the call back to Hendre.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. The wonderfully image-rich poetry.
Thank you.
You obviously get your inspiration through observation, is that right?
Yes, I write a lot about the natural world, not just in Wales. I write a lot about Gloucestershire too, and frequently go out on walks, and I always come back with a head full of images that provoke poems later.
I just love them. I particularly love your colours, the poem about colours. Mm. And it made me think again about looking properly at things. Now, I know you're a great photographer as well. I've seen some of your photographs. Does that help? I mean, have you got a particularly good eye for detail?
I think I must have. I've always had a camera with me. My father was a photographer, and from about the age of 8 or 9, I had my box brownie and used to go out on expeditions with him. So just having a camera with me is a natural thing. I've got one with me right now, and it's just capturing that detail and then taking it back, working on it quietly at home and making it into something.